Blog Talk Radio.
This is Verbal Skills, and when I venture off to the great Northwest, it's Flavor Magazine, hosted by Lady Flavor in L.A., live on Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Mosaic Show with Flavor in L.A. Happy Valentine's Day to those of you that celebrate this Hallmark holiday. I guess it's Chinese New Year's and it's Lunar something I saw posted on Facebook. But anyway, however you choose to celebrate this day, I wish you a great day. L.A., are you there?
I'm in the place to be. Hey, 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 what's happening? What's happening? What's happening? Happy Valentine's Day to all the ladies out there, single, married, or whatever. Happy Valentine's Day. Hope this day turns out to be a great one. So how's your Valentine's Day going, Flavor?
Well, you know, it's just lovely over here. You know, rainy day. I got up early and made a sign to put on all the kids' doors to let them know that if they come down around 3 o'clock, I'll take them to lunch for I plan on just walking down to the corner. There's some restaurants down there.
Okay.
And treating my kids to lunch if they come down. But and then we got some donations of little Oh, what am I listening to? It's my voice. I was like tripping out here. Okay, let me mute my voice. I thought, oh my God, is somebody talking outside the office? Okay. Let's start this all over again. Okay, I'm muted. Woo! I scared my own self.
We don't want to do that now. We don't want to scare yourself now. Come on now.
Oh, you know what it is? Okay,
well,
I'm hearing myself. Okay, I'm having problems with my laptop, you know, how it freezes up on me, but I want to be on my laptop versus the office computer. But I thought, well, let me be smart and, you know, log in on the office computer and in case my laptop freezes up on me, it's already up in the office. That's where I'm hearing my voice is from the office.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So anyway, if my kids come down, I'm going to take them to lunch. And like I was saying, you know, we got some donations, some little cute bread and heart, you know, gift bags or something. I have no idea what's in them, but I told the kids to come by the office and get them. And, you know, me, I'm not into Valentine's Day. And I was thinking about this, you know, would I be into Valentine's Day if I was, you know, in a relationship? You know what? And maybe I would be, you know, but since I'm not, maybe that's where, it's just another day to me. I don't know. Do you do things for Valentine's Day for Kim?
We used to, but, you know, now since I don't know, you know, we do it, you know, I don't know if we do anything too much this year. We might just hang out and do a list, but not too, you know, nothing too way out, though, you know, nah.
Mm-hmm.
I stopped doing that, going to some, you know, them restaurants and stuff, because, for one, I'm an impatient dude. I don't like waiting, you know what I'm saying? I like, if I want to go eat, I'm trying to eat. I ain't trying to wait. You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to wait for 2 hours. You know, here, hold this buzzer, and when the buzzer go off, you know, I ain't trying to do all that. So I told Kim that. I was like, man, looky here. I ain't, you know, all that waiting. I ain't with all that. I want to eat. So we just started, like, doing little stuff at the house, you know. You know, pick out a little dish or whatever. We try to, you know, we'll cook it or whatever and, you know, do it like that at the home front. But I'm not trying to go out there and wait 2 hours and, you know, food come back unprepared like you want. Oh, man, you know, it ain't Valentine's Day no more. It's the day after.
Okay.
So I just try to do the little stuff at the house if I do that. So, you know, so keep it simple.
Well, you know, a lot of the people that I'm connected with are, like, on the East Coast, right? So, you know, which, you know, I appreciate the thoughts. I don't know if it's one of those mass text message blasts, but, you know, starting to get them at, like, 7 you know, 4 o'clock in the morning our time. That's not cool. You know, like, happy Valentine's Day at 4 in the morning. Like, could you wait till I wake up? Because, you know, the thing that beeps on my phone that says I have a text message, it's loud, especially when everything's quiet and you're asleep. And it started going. The first one was from Atlanta. Then it went to, like, Minnesota. And then it went to South Carolina. I'm like,
you
know
love,
what?
Baby. It's just showing you that love.
Yeah, I know it.
No time. No time on that love.
You could have skipped me, though, you know. I feel the love, but you could skip
you know,
me.
So many times we talk about people forgetting about us up in the Northwest, you know what I'm saying? Let you know, hey. I got you. So we can't complain. You know what I mean? You got to keep it pushing.
Well, you know, the only way that I want to complain about something is, man, if you're not paying attention to the fact that I believe in the indie artist, then that's when I get a little annoyed. But you know what? You don't need to throw pillows at me on Facebook. You don't need to give me a strong heart. You don't need to kick me some carrots in Farmville.
I'll get a concussion with all them pillow fights.
Man, I know it. You know, people trying to throw leopard pillows at me. I'm like, okay, y'all know I love leopard print, right? But you don't need to throw them at me at Facebook. You know, yeah, poo, pow, whatever. Anyway, you know what? Why don't I go and play a love song? Since I told you last week, you know, that, you know, this is somebody who made me really feel like I wanted to fall in love, I'm going to play one of his songs on Valentine's Day. So this one is by Robert G. out of Los Angeles, California, indie soul artist, and the song is called All My Love.
Oh,
That was All My Love by Robert G. out of Los Angeles, California. And yes, if I was to have a crush on somebody online, I think today it would be Robert G. He's kind of got that look. He's kind of got that Maxwell look when he had the afro, the big afro and everything. This man could sing to me all day long. I know you're not into this type of music, L.A. I know you'd rather listen to some hip-hop and all that. It's all good, but you have to admit.
Hey, I'm versatile. What are you talking about? I'm side A and B. I'm versatile. I like it all. You know? It's just like it's a time and a place. You know what I'm saying? There's always a time and a place. But, you know, I'm not going to knock it. It is Valentine's Day, so hey, somebody might be, you know, doing their nightly thing in the AM. So I can't front right now. I can't front today. So, you know, it'll make it do what it do. So Robert G, you know, hey, I can't complain. He doing what he do. Big shout out to Robert, you know. It must be something. It must be something Flavor, you know. Flavor saying you doing all this. So big shout out to Robert G. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you might have
big
to
shout
you might have
out
to
Robert
come up, you might have to come up here for the birthday, and you know, who knows, you know. You never know. But
he said that he's gonna try to come up for the birthday. So, you know, now that you mentioned my birthday, I'm gonna put this out there. Ever since Miss April Sands came and stayed with me, which was, what, just last weekend, which was an amazing, amazing experience, you know, I really believe that she's my soulmate, my soul sister, you know, because we're from two different coasts, two different backgrounds, two different types of personalities, but we have a commonality that we believe in indie artists. But, I've been saying this for a long time. And, you know, part of me, I think that I procrastinated too. And maybe I didn't believe that I could get people to believe in my vision. And so, you know what, I believe in the vision. I was listening to Elton John today and you know, and stuff, and just saying, you know, he said he just has to be responsible to who he's supposed to be. And that just kind of stuck out to me, you know, because I've always been a person who's believed in other people, kind of the underdog, you know, no matter what, I was working with homeless people, whether I was working with domestic violence victims, whether it was, you know, somebody who has, you know, is wanting to get married but is on a very, you know, small budget that could do flowers for their wedding, da-da-da. I was always there to work around trying to help somebody else's issues. That's just who I am. Sure, it gets frustrating and everything, but it's just who I am. So I just decided, you know what, I really do need to be responsible to that. And as I talk about hard work and you talk about due diligence, L.A., I really, really feel so very strongly about what we're doing with Slava News, the directions that we're wanting to go to find creative ways to support the indie artists. But one of my passions, as you know, is to try to build some form of financial foundation. So I have made a decision, which I know I didn't really go into details with you about, but I've made a decision. I'm going to push real, real hard to try to raise $1,000 by my birthday, which is July 7th. The event is actually July 10th, my showcase. But I want to try to raise, you know, at least $1,000 prior to that, if not through that event. That event I want to have as a indie artist fundraiser to go towards the Flavor News Financial Foundation. And, you know, I want to put together a committee that comes up with the guidelines of how the artists apply for the grants from us, the criteria to get it, and afterwards, you know, so that we know that they actually use this money towards completing a project that they're working on. And the project could be, you know, the completion of a CD, getting, you know, a CD cover created, getting your book published, whatever it is. But that's my goal. Of course, the more money we could raise, the more artists we can help, and the better, you know, financial foundation it gives Flavor News to stand strong on, too. You know, because as April and I talk about, you know, it, you know, our time, you know, it is worth, you know, being compensated for. But, you know, the things that we do, you know, whether it's just having internet services or, you know, phone capabilities, you know, printing capabilities, whatever it is, you know, April's a photographer, you know, so to be able to maintain her camera equipment and all of that and gas to drive to a photo shoot, whatever, it all costs money. So that's me, you know, being on my little soapbox. And, you know, I really, really strongly believe that, as April would say, we is greater than I, you know, and that's meaning, you know, together we can make a difference. And, you know, if everybody was to give $1 per month because they believe, you know, in what Flavor News is doing, they believe in what We is Greater Than I is doing, you know, they believe in what Soul City Radio is doing, that $1 a month can honestly make such a big difference in helping us create a solid foundation to continue to support the indie artists and to expand our support in supporting the indie artists. And with Flavor News, I really do want to build a foundation, because, you know, I know one of the problems for the artists that we know, a lot of it is the lack of finances, you know. But if we could help create, you know, a foundation to work from. I mean, you know, honestly, if it was just $100 we were able to give an artist, that's a stepping stone to move them forward to completing something. So it's just, you know, my dream, you know, my goal, and that's just, you know, a big focus. So okay. Lady Flava's 50th birthday, huh?
Information for the listeners, or you know, for the live listeners or for the archive listeners, like as far as a place where they could send donations to. I'm sure you have the PayPal information and whatnot, so go ahead on and shoot
okay.
that if you should have that. And there's no time than the now. You know, you don't have to wait till whenever. There's no time to now get those donations out there. Go ahead and give. You heard what Lady Flavor is trying to establish here. So, you know, we quit the, you know, text or whatever to Haiti and the Red Cross. And, you know, I'm not, you know, throwing no jabs at the Haiti or whatever, but we quit to do things of that nature. So why not we send a little something here for this foundation so we could help the independent artists. We know where this stuff is going to. If you have any types of doubts or whatever as far as Lady Flavor's credentials, you go on www.flavornews.com and you look at those letters of recommendations that were written by such highly people about Lady Flavor, and you know this woman here is genuine, so you ain't got to worry about your funds being taken and mistreated or whatnot. So go ahead on.
Hi, I'm Mohammed.
Go ahead on. Hey,
LA,
keep information.
LA, keep on talking. One of my kids is here right quick. So
okay.
You just keep on talking and play music, and I'll be back just then.
Okay. Well, yeah. Y'all go ahead on it. Well, Flavor going to be back with that information for y'all, for the donations to help us start this fund that she's trying to create. But until then, we're going to go to a cut here by called Soldier Letter by Okie Zoo. You can go ahead on and check out their website, blog.okizoo.com. Soldier letter.
The president told us he reads a casualty report every morning and personally signs every letter to the families of Americans killed in action.
Second time, I said, "How you doing?" "I'm doing fine. My husband understands what we're doing." The military is motivated.
That was Soldier Letter by the Okizoo crew. I have Flavor real excited by the Okizoo crew, but yeah, that's the Okizoo crew. With actually, my first cousin is one of the a very intricate member, Dundee, you know, New Orleans finest, you know, originally from New Orleans, but the transplanted himself up here in Seattle and loves it. So really looking forward for Flavor News and myself personally to working with those guys. Very energetic, but definitely have other agendas that they're doing other than just the music. And very about the culture, so they're not all about, you know, just doing stuff just to do stuff. So they're very, you know, very artistic guys. So big shout out to the Okizu crew. And I don't know if Lady Flavors, you back?
I'm back. Okay. You know, LA, you should give them the website.
That's blog.okizu, that's okizoo.com. And, like, you can see a lot of the different types of stuff that they're into. So, you know, not just, like, not just music, but, like I said, the culture. They originated over in Okinawa, Japan, which my cousin was stationed over there when he was in the Navy. So, you know, so like I say, we connecting a lot of dots. We done used that terminology on the show a couple of times. So please believe when I say we connecting the dots. I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you. But go ahead, Flavor. Go ahead.
So, and I really, really do encourage you to go check out their website. They have the I know there's another artist in California that does these. He goes, but I think he calls his business Paper Mates or something like that. But you really need to go check out the Okizus. I call them the Okizu dolls, you know, but they do the origami paper hip-hop dolls. And I told LA, I said, we really need to get some Flavor dolls, you know, created by the Okizus, you know, or something, because I think they're just, you know, they're creative, unique, and it's such a Lady Flavor thing. So, I'm out of breath.
Caller,
I'm sorry.
Wait, look like we have a caller.
Yes, I think it's verbal. Just a minute.
It's verb. My man.
Verbal, is that you?
Oh, I'm on?
Oh, were you just wanting to listen?
I was listening because I was getting ready. First of all, excuse me. Lady Flavor, L.A., once again, thank you for, you know, taking my call. But I was just listening, and I came across a young lady named Portia Monique. She's from Seattle or something like that. And she's an incredible singer, and she's an indie artist. I was just wondering, did y'all have anything by her?
No.
Portia,
no.
You said her name's Portia Unique?
Monique or Monique Portia.
Or Monique?
Something like that.
I will look her up and see if we can connect with her.
And please, on what you were saying about donations, well, I'm going to tell you what, when you put that out, you know, where you can send it, I'm going to send $10 because Lady Flavor, LA, y'all have helped me so much, your love and your support that you have given me. And I'm going to challenge any other spoken word artists out there, any other artists out there to do the same. Now, if I can donate $10 to this cause, and I ain't got no money. I'm broke. I mean, I'm still waiting on y'all to send me $30 so I can buy my Tim's, you know? Because I might have to start walking pretty soon. But I'm going to challenge every spoken word artist out there, any indie artist, to do the same. Once you put the information out there, I'm going to go to PayPal and donate it to that cause.
Cause I'm gonna tell y'all, I'm gonna add this too. I'm saying that this woman's vision for the indie artists and for spoken word artists, you know, just to, you know, magnify the situation is so huge. Is that I'm telling you what this woman has in her back pocket to. The platform that she's creating, not just for, you know, music artists, not just for, you know what I'm saying, spoken word artists, for just for the indie artists and for whatever they do, visual arts or whatever. Does this, the platform that this woman has at her fingertips, and you know what I'm saying, everybody talking about, oh, I want to come up to Seattle, and do, this woman's listening to this. This woman is taking, you know what I'm saying, is taking all of this, and she's putting it, and she's, the stuff that she's cooking up, I'm telling you. It might take some time, but that's because, you know what I'm saying, we doing the stuff by ourselves with limited resources, with limited time, you know what I'm saying, flavoring myself. The things that we're doing and accomplish, we both are limited transportation people, you know what I'm saying? We don't have, you know what I'm saying, I stay way across town from Flavor, but I make it a point to try to see her at least one time out of the week.
And I know you do. Oh, go ahead.
And I know what this woman has set up, and what she want to do is like, I don't know what other people doing in other parts of the country, because I can't, you know, really say. But I know what she's putting up, trying to do up here in Seattle. No one's doing it. No one's trying to do it like she's trying to do it. But what she has in the works is going to be beneficial for everyone, from all parts, from all the way up to send up into Toronto, to all the way to Verbal Skills down in South Carolina, and all the way down to Atlanta, and however further, wherever other dots we could connect. This woman is setting up things up here, so I'm just letting y'all know that is in the works, and it's going to be fruitful, so everybody could be able to display their talents to the best. The way you can't say, well, when I come up to Seattle, I know where I'm going. I know where I'm going to perform, and I know where I'm going to watch a performance. So I know what's going down. And like I say, you know, this woman trying to do, I commend her. And with the limited finances and the limited resources that she has, but she's still making it do what it do. And I commend you, Lady Flavor. So when she give you that information, Verbal said he do it 10, I'm a double that. You know what I'm saying? I don't need to donate, but I'm a donate anyway, because I know what it's going for, towards. So I know Verbal is getting want to get back on it. I was on my soapbox for a minute. I'm sorry, Verbal, but I just had to get that off.
Oh, no, man. Spread that, because you know one thing about it, man? If we out there, as artists proclaiming to be, declaring we're this and that, and we cannot support our own, that says a hell of a lot in a negative tone. And like I said, man, I challenge every spoken word artist out there. And I know if I can give $10, I know they can. I mean, I've been so broke, I've been eating pig feet and pork and beans, man. That's no joke. That's no joke.
I hear you, my man.
That's no joke, man. But I love what I do for the love of it.
Mm-hmm.
Just for the love of it. And anybody who hears me and know me, they know that's true, man. They
mm-hmm.
know that's true. And Lady Flavor and Flav Magazine, I want to thank y'all very much for supporting me in my last Tuesday night, when I appeared at Sessions Live as a feature, my first venue feature. And also thank you for supporting me in the local blog talk radios. I just happened to go by site and saw that you had it up on your update on Facebook. I mean, how can I not support what y'all are trying to do when y'all have been so instrumental in my progression?
Mm.
Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, I'm just glad to have networked and to know y'all, among other people too, because people are helping me. I can't do this by myself.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do this by myself.
And that's the thing that, you know, indie artists really, really need to look at, is they got to create their own network. They got to create their own street team. Street team doesn't necessarily mean they have to be in the same location as you. If you can find somebody who loves what you're doing and respects what you're doing and is willing to help spread the word, you know, whether it be in your same town, whether it be, you know, in Africa or whatever. That's a street team. And so that's what you need to build on. You know, there's so many people that I think are hung up on sticking with the same people that aren't helping them move forward. Not saying you kick your family to the curb, not saying that you kick, you know, people to necessarily to the curb, but when it comes to being an artist with a product to sell, whether that product is something that is a hard copy, whether the product is a digital download, whether the product is yourself. When you have a product to sell, then you have to step out of the zone of just being an artist and you have to become a business person. And so what does it look like to be a business person? You need to connect with people who believe in you. Well, what we're trying to do here at Flava News is we are trying to create different forums. You know, are they perfected? Oh, heck no. I don't know how to build, you know, a perfect website. I don't know how to create that idea newsletter that I vision, but I'm trying to connect myself with those people that can help me perfect those things, whether they do it for me, whether they teach me how to do it, because I love to be on the internet, so I love to learn new things. Well, but I've created tools, whether it be Flava News Society on Ning, whether it be flavanews.com, whether it be, you know, my monthly newsletter, whether it be, you know, LA and I having the Mosaic Show. We're trying to create different ways to be able to shine the light, you know, on the indie artists, you know. And, you know, the reality is, sure, some of the light's going to be shown on us. But if people recognize that Lady Flava in LA and Michael Blakes, who's now a part of Flava News out of Seattle, you know, are doing these things, well, then that then gives a reputable reputation to whoever artist, you know, Flava News is trying to help shine the light on. I'm real big on my name. I'm real big on how people perceive that. You know, it's that Japanese part of me. You know, it's such an honorable thing. You know, you don't do your name wrong. And so, you know, when I tell LA all the time, when I talk to certain people he's connected with, I'm representing him. So I want to represent him in the right light. You know, so, you know, again, I've sat back for many years and I've watched what, you know, what is it that the indie artists are lacking, you know? And a lot of it is kind of a business sense, but a lot of it is just, you know, not connecting or surrounding themselves with the right people that can help move them forward. Now, okay, we could sit here and say, okay, you know, Verbal, you need to pay us for letting you come on the Mosaic Show and talk. But it's not about that, right?
I would pay
it. But you know what I mean? But it's not like that. It's a matter of, you know, in this short amount of time, you've helped build a strong foundation for us because of you believing in what we're doing as we believe in what you're doing. So that there is the connection. That's the win-win. That's connecting the dots. You know what I mean?
That's what we call a fair exchange right there, you know.
But not only that, not only that, LA. My book is self-published, and a lot of times, what people don't realize when they self-publish a book, the publishing companies are not giving them anything on the backside. So automatically you become from a published author into a entrepreneur. You have to learn marketing skills. You have to learn how to market your product.
Yes.
And for me, I knew a couple of things about marketing because if I wanted to sell something, I could sell it. But on a wide scale, because I'm not in this for any attention, I'm not in this for an ego trip to say, well, I wrote a book one time. No, I'm in this for the duration. I'm dedicated to this. And being that, I have to get out there and hustle and get to the grind and put my name out there. The self-publishing companies are not going to do that for you. And it's the same thing with the CDs. It's incredible. I run across people, they just put a CD out, what, in November? And they're already back in the studio again working on another CD, talking about, yeah, this CD or this book going to be hot. You know, they don't give it a time. You know,
yeah.
They don't give it time to catch on. I mean, that would be cool if they had the major backing, because it basically, what, takes 3 months for a major company to get something out there real good and it catches on. Hell, it's going to take you a year. Because you don't have the finances, the marketing strategy where they can bombard the media like that. It's very important to get a press kit together.
Yep.
You know,
say that again, Verbal. Say that
it's
again.
It's very. Now, I take it from me, because I never did this before. It's very important to develop a good press kit. If you don't put it out there, you might as well sit your book on your coffee table and sell it to friends that you know. This is what I've learned from being around certain people like you, Max Parfus, just to name a few. And then I watch other artists and other authors do their thing, and I say, dang, I want to be like that, and I want to go further.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to. You can't. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, no. Let me just bring in another caller that wants to join us. They got their hand up. So, caller from the 443, you're on with the Mosaic Show.
Family.
Peace.
Hello?
Yeah, what's up? I can hear you.
What's going on?
Okay. Oh, I thought y'all knew who I was, man. I'm hurt.
This is a Dwayne.
It is. Nothing much. Just wanted to join in on this lovely conversation. Definitely enjoying the building process here.
Well, I think that, you know, what Soul City Radio is doing and what, you know, April Sims is trying to do, you know, out of D.C. and what, you know, Flavor News is trying to do, you know, out of Seattle, Washington, you know, I mean, the beauty of it is that, you know, we're all separate, but we're all united, you know what I mean? And so I think that's amazing that, you know, I don't think that people realize, for instance, I was contacted, you know, this past week from somebody in Chicago saying, you know, Flavor, you know, send me some, you know, tracks that I can play on my show. You know, just like you've done, Dwayne, and playing some of our local artists out there in Maryland, you know. So it's like, you know, to be able to network with other people of like minds to help try to build. You know, I'm not sitting here saying, oh, just, you know, support Flavor News, because it's not about that. You know, it's like support, you know, what Soul City Radio is doing, support what, you know, April Sims is doing, you know, and whoever else is out there, because there are, you know, networks that are creating something. And what we're doing, you know, as you know, Dwayne, you know, I mean, all of us would love to just be able to do this without having a real job, as we say, you know.
Indeed.
But, you know, it takes money. You know, it takes money to keep the internet on. It takes money to keep the cell phones on and the lights and keep a roof over our heads, you know, and stuff. And so I thought about this, being able to be in the presence of April, you know, and she and I have both sat back and watched so many artists over years. We can tell you the good, bad, and ugly of the artists, you know, and we kind of know what it is that's needed, you know, and April's taught me a lot in just the short amount of time since, you know, she was here in Seattle last weekend, you know, things that I didn't know. And so it's so many people, I think, hoard information versus sharing it. And I don't know if they see each other as like a competition, you know, but it's like.
Exactly.
I see that a lot.
Ooh.
You know, in particular, I see. And, you know,
and
I don't want to call it.
I don't feed
into any of that. It's funny, though, because at the end of the day, like, I still got to do what I got to do. I don't care, you know, how the people that don't like what I'm doing feel about it. Like, you know, so it just is what it is. You know,
and that is so true.
I mean, it's just like Dwayne creating this amazing forum on Soul City Radio for the month of February.
Hold on a second, family. I got to take this call for a second. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Don't disconnect me.
Okay. But, you know, he's created this amazing panel that are talking about a variety of things about indie artists, you know, and you know, I was honored to be a part of the first panel for February, you know, and connecting with Terry Bello from the International Soul Summit to Jay Soul, a.k.a. Black Sinatra from the East Coast. And, you know, if Dwayne had never put that together, I would have never connected with those people, you know, and, you know, be able to do some things, you know, on the sideline with them. So, you know, I mean, it's just, you know, like L.A. talks about, you know, we're just trying to connect the dots. And this is not just me. L.A. is, you know, he doesn't like to, like, talk about himself and his part. You know, I kind of see him as, like, I call him the business developer. I mean, he's such a visionary, and he's the one that pushes me to do certain things. He's really okay with me being in the forefront, but, you know, I'm getting more used to it. You know, but he's like the mastermind behind a lot of this. And I'm very blessed to have a partner like him, even like with my son, Michael, who's now joined us. You know, he's very business-minded, you know, and has a vision, too, as a young person working with indie artists. And so, you know, it's just, you know, you ever get that, like, that spark that just says, okay, it's time. You know, you've been talking too much, Flava. It's time to do it. And that's how I feel right now. I feel like, okay, you know, I've been talking about this dollar thing for years. Now, if everybody I was connected with gave a dollar, look at how much Flava News could actually do. Well, you know, but I did. I push it. I pushed it a few times and nothing. You know, well, no, I won't say nothing because, you know, right now we do have $150 in the bank for Flava News. So I'm not going to say that, no, nothing's happened. But if I pushed it on a regular basis, man, we could really be doing so much more for you guys, you know. And it's like, if you gave a dollar a day, you're all, you know, if you were an artist given a dollar, I mean, not a dollar a day, a dollar a month, you're investing in yourself. Also, you're investing in, you know, a foundation that's trying to open doors for you as an indie artist, especially an underground artist, you know, really trying to come up. And, you know, true enough, I'll just keep it real, you know. And, you know, I struggle big time, you know, like Verbal's talking about. But, you know, that money that's been donated to Flava News is sitting in an account for Flava News. Lady Flava hasn't touched it. Because that's my vision. That's give the foundation to what L.A. and Michael and I are doing. You know, and
Peter,
I want
to
grow
Paul.
It.
You can't rob Peter
you know,
to pay Paul. You ain't going to do that.
Mm-mm. You know, that's just not going to happen. And so, you know, I would really, really love to, by my birthday, or especially by the fall of 2010, be able to at least give two artist grants out, $500 each. You know, that's what I would just really, that's my goal, is try to push for that, you know, to help, you know, somebody who's out there. The other requirement that I'm going to put out there, as far as somebody receiving a grant from Flava News, they need to be a very active indie artist in working on their career as an artist, and I want them, they need to be a member of the flavanews.neen.com site. To be able to receive the grant. So I'll go ahead and give the information out. I did put a section on the Flava News page, which is www.flavanews.com. There's a feedback page. So on there I put up a little poll that says, are you willing to commit to giving a dollar per month towards, you know, Flava News with a little explanation. There also is a donation button for PayPal there. the PayPal email address, if for some reason the PayPal button doesn't work, is clavinnews@live.com is the email, which is the send to. If somebody is interested in wanting to set up a monthly subscription type reminder from PayPal, from Flavinnews, to give a dollar a month or whatever their selected amount, we can also do that so that they automatically get kind of like an online bill from PayPal to do that. And just when you give a donation, you know, say that it's for the Flavinnews Foundation or, you know, however, so that we know what you're putting it towards.
And also, I'm just, you know, and Verba could take it to other of this South Carolina spoken word or independent artists about the whole situation. And I mean, because I'm really would love to get, I mean, some of that South Carolina talent over up here, man. You know,
that's no really. Problem if it has
you
a
know,
share button.
Some, yeah, and you know, doing the showcase where you know. Seattle,
I mean,
you know, spoken word lovers could get a taste of that, you know, that South Cackalack spoken word, you know.
Well, and that's another thing, yeah. And that's another thing that the Financial Foundation of Flavinnews could, you know, work towards paying for airfare, you know, for, you know, Verbal Skills to come out and not have to put his Timberlands on.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
He can wear the Timberlands to the show instead of walking in them all the way over and hauling them out. He can have them saved
so
he can wear them to the show. Yeah.
I mean, there's so many possibilities of what we could do, you know, under this financial foundation, you know, and it's not just set for grants. My mind was, like, on grants just because I know some artists who just, They're almost there, but the money's not there for them to complete a project. And so that's why I was thinking in regards to the grant. But definitely it could go to, you know, paying for airfare because, like LA says, we've got a venue location that we are going to call our home. It is amazing. It is amazing, you know, and, you know, we are going to be hosting our first event there in April, and we're just going to take it from there and be, you know, it's the perfect event for.
And also for me to add about the grant thing, so, you know, L.A. will add his little, I'm going to add my little type of thing that I want to add for receiving the grant. You know, I'm not going to, you know, unveil it yet, but it's definitely something, so I definitely want to see somebody, you know, this is their passion, you know. So I'm definitely going to be something that has passion involved with it. So this is just not going to go to somebody who this is just a hobby or this is just some type of
quick
of thing. You know, this is definitely going to have some passion in it and somebody who's definitely been through it, you know, through some ups and downs, or maybe been through some, you know, some tribulations or whatever. So you're definitely going to see the process or the little struggle or whatever to come and to receive this grant. So definitely it's going to be well worth it, and, you know, and it's going to probably be well needed. So
definitely, yeah, it's going to go to an artist, you know, or artists that are hustling, you know, who are working hard and making it work. It's not going to be just a slow Joe that shows up, you know, at a, you know, open mic and says, I've got a book to sell or whatever. It's going to be somebody who's really got their hustle on, like a Verbal Skills, like an Eric.
That's what I was just going to say.
Excuse me. I got a question about the PayPal thing.
Yeah.
I put it in Flavor Coffee House.
No. Oh, yeah. Flavor Coffee House is my business.
Okay, so
I just did the donation.
I didn't see it. I just went to the page, saw the donate button, and I clicked the donate button, and I just went for it because I'm serious about this.
Well,
so if it goes to Flavor Coffee House, that would be good too.
Yeah, because that's what my business license is under.
Okay, okay. So, I just wanted to let you know because I said, oh, that was different from what she said.
Verb was not playing. He's mean. Yeah. I'm telling you, Verbal, I'm telling you, Verbal, man, that's my guy, man. That's my guy.
Like I said, I cannot be the person. No, I appreciate it. I cannot be the person, the poet, the writer, the author, whatever I proclaim myself to be. And there's an opportunity for me to prove that. Because believe it or not, whatever comes out your mouth, you're going to have to rise up to that occasion and be accounted for, yay or nay.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Well, I'm a positive person, or I like to think I am, and I just have to do what I say I'm going to do.
Well,
so, like,
you know,
I challenge every spoken word artist on Flavor Magazine, Poetic Works, anywhere that I'm associated with, you know, the New Word Order, Prismatic Dreams, because everybody is across all these social networks. And I know, you know, everybody's integrated. Everybody wants to network. Now we have an opportunity to put up and help each other. And that's what it's about. That's the way I see it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't see it any other way. I mean, whether I get to come out to Seattle or not. You know, whether I get to go anywhere else or not, when they hear the name Verbal Skills, I hope that that name has the integrity and the honor in which I say it does.
Mm-hmm.
And this is only a small way. And then I can help somebody and give back to the people who have helped me. And that's very important.
Mm-hmm.
To me,
well, you know, and I appreciate what you're saying because it kind of, you know, goes back to what I was saying about, you know, the Japanese side of my family's culture. You know, name is something that's very important. And,
but it's just
know,
the right
I,
thing to do, whether you Japanese, African, Swahili, or down in Guadeloupe, South America,
but,
or
you know,
USA
I don't think
in
that's
England.
Well, I'm going to keep this real, you know, Verbal. I think there are a lot of people out there who'd forget that, you know, what their name should mean to them, you know.
Well, that
and
may
they
be
get
true,
online
but that don't
and,
make it right, right?
No, it doesn't, you know, but
it's
like, you
right
know, if you're going to be an artist out there, you need to decide what kind of public image you want. You know, there are a lot of people out there on this internet thing following people from social network to social network that are just, you know, just, I was going to say skanking themselves out, you know, but it's like, you know, one minute
well,
they're artists, the next minute they're an internet hoe, you know?
You say,
it's like, are you an internet hoe or are you an artist? You know, are you trying to sell your book or your CD by, you know, telling somebody, let me see your titties, you know, or whatever, you know? So it's like, you know, let's just keep it real with who you are. You know, if you're going to be an internet hoe, be an internet hoe. If you want to be an artist, then, you know, be an artist, you know. So I think that, you know, somebody, you know, just really should think about how they present themselves. Even though you may not see these people in person that you connect with online, trust me, they remember, you know, and they'll remember that name, and how you present yourself online, you know, has a lot to do with how somebody may perceive you in person if you ever have that opportunity to meet them in person. So, you know, I'd like to think that, you know, when you meet Lady Flava online or you meet her, you know, by email, you meet her in person or on the phone, that I'm the same type of person, you know. Of course, you know, L.A. has seen me cry and get frustrated or whatever. You let your guard down with certain people that you connect with, you know. But when you are selling a product, you need to come across a certain way. And if you want your product to be respected, you know, it has a lot to do with who you are as the artist and how you present it and how you present yourself. So,
well, you know what? There's I'm sorry, Lady Flavor, but you're touching something that's very dear to me. When I read the book, The Great Gatsby, and I think his name was F.S. Fitzgerald, something to that effect, I had to do a, I'll never forget it, I had to do a book report on him, or a book report on him and his life. And one thing that struck me was that he was a talented person. He wrote a couple novels, but his lifestyle took and it deteriorated his work. He had three other novels that did not get the respect, and they were better than The Great Gatsby, at least one of them were. And it was because of the way they lived their life. He lived his life that he did not get the due that he should have. And I took that when my book came out, that incident, and then there was a time where a young lady told me, you are nothing like your characters. And it dawned upon me that if I'm going to be who I say I am, not only to myself, but to uphold the integrity of my work, something that I created. And I want that to stand more so. You know, you can talk about me, but don't talk about my baby, My Clouds Have Wings. I don't care what you say about me, but don't talk about my baby, because my baby ain't had nothing to do with anything else. So I want to maintain that integrity, that, you know, whatever's in that book, you can trust. That is the real emotional content of that book, whether I'm speaking spoken word. That is the true, raw emotional content. And I'm not just up there putting on a facade for somebody to say, come here, let me talk to you afterwards. I don't need that. What I need is for my work to stand on its own among others and be judged by that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way. Wow, we got a lot of soapboxes out here.
Yeah, you guys. We're got on a soapbox today.
I'm glad. I think it's real talk. You know, I think that's one of the things
It's something so dear to me, though. And I try. I really do. I mean, like I said, when you get into that marketing aspect of it, being an author and you're self-published, you find out certain things what publishing companies do, and you say, oh, man, how did I get wrapped up in this? I didn't want
mm-hmm.
this.
Mm-hmm.
Just like I found out, Author House, and I'm going to say this because people need to know, when you sign that contract with Author House, well, do you know that you keep the rights, the content, your copyrights? You keep all that except Author House keeps the copyright to the electronic files that they use to send to the printer, even including your cover design, and they are not bound by law to release those files to you in case you are dissatisfied with them, to take it to another printer.
Wow.
That is real talk. This is the kind of stuff that I learned out there trying to do my thing and you know, trying to enhance my product and myself as well.
Mm-hmm.
And see, I don't have a problem with telling anybody what I've learned. I will share it with anybody because I don't want them to go through what I have
mm-hmm.
been through, because it has been one hell of a fight, man. It's crazy. But I'm not giving up. I can't give up on my first creation or any other creation.
Mm-hmm.
I can't give up on that.
Well, you know, something that you said earlier, verbal, in regards to like how people like put out a CD or something, and all of a sudden a week later or something, a month later, they're putting out another one. Well, they haven't even let that first one, you know, marinate and get out there. I mean, that's just real. It's like, okay, you might have written a book 5 years ago. Well, but that book's going to be new to somebody else, you know,
mm-hmm.
5 years from now. So it's like, okay, why not always push whatever product you have? That's a part of who you are. You know, that's something that you've created. It's, you know, yeah, maybe it's been out for a few years, but it's still a good read. You know, it still, you know, touches on some sentiments. So,
oh, yeah.
I was listening to Lionel Richie. I was listening to Lionel Richie singing today on A&E or whatever, and I was like, you know, it took me back to listening to him, you know, on the Commodores when I was in junior high, high school, you know, and it made me smile. So it's like, you know, you should want to create something that will live forever and can be appreciated forever.
Well, that is how a person, an artist, will be determined.
Exactly.
Whether their pieces or their creations will stand the test of time, from the statue of David by Michelangelo to the Sistine Chapel, you know, by Michelangelo, Rembrandt. Listen to the words of William Shakespeare. I mean, those words and those, and not only them, they just came to my mind real quick. But what I'm saying, your work will be judged not by how popular it was at that time,
mm-hmm.
but whether it would stand the test of time alone.
Yep.
Exactly.
And that's it.
Yeah.
Yep. And that is, and that'll show, you know, that'll let people know, you know, how you were created, you know, creative, your creativity over that time. If your stuff could test last like them old classic Marvin Gaye records, you know, back in the day, he didn't know, you know, 2010, I'm still going to be, you know, my stuff's still going to be popping, but it is, you know. So, you know, when you have something classic and you have something, you know, like that you created that you feel as though it's classic, and you can always pull it out back and say, man, this was mine. It was all me.
So can I put on the spot? Dwayne, you gonna run for me?
Oh, I didn't even know y'all knew I was here. Hello?
Of course.
I didn't know. I really didn't know. I was pressing one all day. I bet.
You've been there. When you called back in, I put you on, but I'm going to put you on blast for a minute, and it's only because I love you.
And after
now,
you put him on blast, I'm going to put him on blast, too.
So you're one of them, you know, you're one of those indie artists that people don't really know that you're an indie artist because you've got two books.
Yeah,
so,
I knew this.
So what you going to say for yourself? So first of all, Why did you create the books?
Honestly, I will be honest. The very first book I created for the sheer, just honestly, really just to see it. You know, I mean, the poems were very personal. And, you know, I've always had the desire to make, you know, have a book done. And so when I saw the opportunity to self-publish and not have to put any money up front, I jumped at it. But the second book is the book that, you know, if I had to ask someone to buy a book, it would be the second one, because I put that together with the intention on putting something into the universe that someone could take some bit of knowledge from. You know, I consider myself a conspiracy theorist, but I don't try to impose that on other people. I just speak my mind and you take what you want from it. And hopefully they take the right thing, which is what I'm trying to say, and not just the fact that I wrote a good poem. No, it's not about the poem. The only reason why I wrote it in poetry form is to get you to listen, to get you to read it. Look at what I'm writing. That's what I want, you know, it's the information that I want you to actually take with you. And so, you know, those are the reasons, and I know what you're going to say. I know what you're going to say, Lady Flavor. I know I don't push it. I don't do anything. And truth be told, that's because my focus is just, right now, is just solely on Soul City. I can't really think of anything else. And the fact that once I discovered the formatting errors in the book, you know, I just really don't want to push that on people. And so I'm trying to actually take some time to fix that. it's just hard to do with Lulu.com in particular for some reason, because no matter how much you format it beforehand, every time you upload it, it throws it off. And I don't know how to fix it, and I really haven't even got an answer from them on it. I may just take it somewhere else if I can, if I'm guaranteed that they will not have a formatting issue. And, you know. But
So at this point, you're not wanting to push your books?
No, I'm not saying that. I do. It's just that I'm not so pressed to push it that I'm going to push a bad, you know, a non-professional looking product. You know, it's like I would rather sit and wait until I get it exactly right and then push the hell out of it, you know. And being that I'm focused on Soul City, it has kind of taken, you know, a step back. But it's not completely out of my realm. I guess I'm just waiting to get, you know, because right now my mind is focused on, you know, trying to move Soul City forward to where I want it to be. Once I get it there, I can be like, okay, I've done that. Let me go back and get this book. But while I'm here, I wanted to tell you two, L.A., I know you were asking about a graphic designer for your company. I think I found someone that may be interested in doing that for you. You know, it's the person that I recently commissioned, so to speak, to rebuild the Soul City website. They not only do web design, but they are a graphic artist as well. And I told them about you and the shirt company, and she didn't show me enthusiasm, but I could tell that at least she was listening to what I said. So I want to put you together, and you guys could talk about that. You know, work something out.
Hey, I wanted about you guys with the book. Have you either of you guys heard of Morris Publishing?
No, I have not.
Might want to look into that, because my mentor, he told me about that, and it's supposed to be pretty, you know. So I know you guys are, you know, familiar with the, you know, the book jargon and whatever, so you might want to just check that site out if you guys want to check that out. MorrisPublishing.com.
Well, thank you very much, L.A.
So that's self-publishing.
I'm not particularly sure. Exactly, but if you could just go in there and just check it out, I'm pretty sure that any questions that you might have could, you know, could be answered or whatever.
And can I say
I'll
this?
Do the research too.
Dwayne, first of all, let me tell you thank you for allowing me to be the first feature on any Blog Talk Radio show, because from your show, things have really blossomed, and I want to tell you thank you from the bottom of my heart. The second thing I want to tell you, that issue that you have with the formatting may be because of them using either Word 97 and you're not, and there's a compatibility issue with that between
them. You know,
them.
I never thought of that.
Huh?
You're right. I never thought of that. You're right. That's likely what it is.
That is the main issue for that, because I had, Arthur House, I could not believe that this company, I use Word 97. I have the whole office suite, right? And I kept sending my manuscript to them. And when they would send me my galley, it was fugly, right? And I had to tell them, you know, I had to tell them what I was using. And they were like, oh, we still using 93.
What?
Yeah. And I was like, how in the hell are y'all buying up all these other companies? And that's another thing. Y'all be careful who's ever listening. iUniverse, Libris, they are also subsidiaries to Arthur House. You got to be careful, because they might put that same contract into effect that I was speaking about earlier. But
company?
Excuse me?
What company did you say?
Elibris, Elixirs, or something. It begins with an E.
Elixir, yeah.
Yeah, something like that. And iUniverse. And iUniverse. Arthur House is going around buying all these other self-publishing companies, and you think you're not dealing. Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm.
They are fast becoming number one. And like I said, I don't have any problem with telling anybody what I've learned. And so, you know, that's what I found out. And just be careful. Just be careful.
Due diligence.
I'm on this website right now. This is a self-publishing company.
The Morris Publishing?
Yes.
Okay.
And once again, I challenge all spoken word artists anywhere, wherever you may be listening. Lady Flavor has a very, very great concept to help us in all our endeavors. We should take this moment and opportunity to take advantage of it. I personally, and I'm not harping, I had $10 in my PayPal account. I donated that to this cause, and I challenge everybody else to do the same. Because $10 ain't going to make or break you, especially if you're already broke.
You're right about that.
Well, I appreciate that verbal.
No,
but,
that's the least
know.
I can do. That's the least I can do.
But I'm so excited. I mean, you know, I talk about my 50th birthday all the time, and I'm just so excited. This is like the.
Are y'all
gonna
have my girl? She's
Felicia
still
Loud?
Coming. Yes.
we're working on it. We're hoping she knows she's gonna sing me happy birthday.
Flavor's gonna be able to pull it off. I'm sure.
But I'm excited because what I'm wanting to do with my birthday is a showcase. It's an actual event, you know, where people, indie artists, can get on the stage and showcase their stuff, whether it be spoken word, whether it be R&B, jazz, you know, hip-hop.
You know,
Lady
Flavor block party like Dave Chappelle. You just come out and have a good time and just act like do your thing.
Come out and sell your goods, and you know this is, and you know the entry fee is that what you would call it, to come into my party is going to go towards the Flavor News Financial Foundation. And so, you know, my daughter, I know she didn't realize, like, what she was getting into because she surprised me that she had already reserved the event or the venue for my birthday. And because I kept saying I want to throw a showcase, you know. So anyway, so it just happens. This is the perfect location to throw a showcase. We can get, you know, Kua up here and Sean Garrison to have their artwork, you know, around to, hey, we can just do it all. This is about the indie artist. This is about my passion. And this is, this is just going to help solidify, you know, what it is that LA and I are trying to create out here in Seattle. And it's not just for the Pacific Northwest. It's for all, you know, indie artists. You know, if you're a graphic designer, if you're an independent filmmaker, if you're an author, poet, singer, songwriter, you know, whatever it is, you know, this is
producer,
where we want
producer,
to, you know?
Yeah,
producer, whatever, you know. We have connections, and that's one of the other things that I want to help build a financial foundation. We have a connection with an amazing state-of-the-art studio. You know, to have you come in and record and master and everything, you know, with professionals. And so that's another thing that I want to create is the capability of getting, you know, certain artists into that actual studio so that you're not doing it out of your closet and off of your computer just at home, that you can get really, really quality work to put out there. So, you know, that's what, you know, July is all about. I know I'm talking about it since January, maybe even December, you know, but I'm putting it out there because I'm so serious about it. And like Verbal says, you say it, you put it out there, you got to live up to it. And, you know, that's my plan. You know, God is blessing LA and I and Michael, you know, with doors opening for us. We are connecting with some people that other people are not connected to. That's the key, not connected to. Too many people are running in the same circles and not being exposed to other listenerships and readerships and fan bases. You know, so, you know, we're connecting with some people who are not, who do not have the exposure but have the talents and the capabilities. And so we're stepping out there and building those, you know, win-wins. And
I told Flavor, I'm tired of, I know what a $5 bill look like. I know what a 10, I know what a 20, I know what a 100 look. I'm trying to see what that yen look like. I'm trying to see what that, so the Deutsche Mark look like, you know, that franc. I want to see what that money look like. So, you know,
in about 5 years. So you need to ask, what does the euro look like?
Yeah, I mean, I want to know what that is. All this other stuff, that's, you know, but yeah. So that's the type of, you know, that's the vision that we have, you know, why people just, you know, and I'm sure Dwayne has those same visions. He has those, he's not an inside-the-box type of dude, just how he talks, you know, like he already said, you know, he's, you know, kind of on the conspiracy theory. So I know his mind. I know where his mind was. You just say, I know where his mind's at. You know, he's not an inside-the-box type of dude. You know, he's already thinking, Soul City, I'm trying to get across that water some kind of way. That's how you got to think these days. You know, a lot of people right now, they just thinking, okay, I just want to think in this box right here, and at the same time, don't even know I'm limiting themselves, you know, by doing that. But you got to think outside the box. That's why you got to connect those dots. That's why I love, you know, the organic connection with a Lady Flavors. You know what I'm saying? She was already outside of the box. It's just my outside of the box thinking, like, are we out there further? You know, I'm constantly talking about you, Britain, London, you know, Australia, you know, all that type of stuff. So, you know, definitely got to think outside the box, man.
I'm going to tell you like this. In the year 2012, I will be featuring on Mars.
I hear you.
At the Crater Cafe.
I hear you.
All right.
I hear you.
Wow.
I hear you.
Spaceman.
And I want y'all to join me. By that time, we should have our, you know, transportation worked out. The Crater Face Cafe, Verbal Skills.
I hear you. With a high cup of Joe, huh? Verbal.
That's right. And you know
high
what?
Cup of that Joe.
I need to go get me some more of this coffee, come to think about it.
So,
My
computer froze up, so what time are we looking at, L.A.?
Oh, we have 6 minutes left, so, you know, we want to, you know, wind it down. You know, we want to wind it down, but you could give them more of that information about the
Okay. You know,
foundation and stuff like that, and, you know.
Well, I really encourage you to go to www.flavanews.com, period, and just check out what we're doing over there. You can check out under JB Worldwide, LA's creations, the T-shirts that he has, and more are to come in the future. You can check out, you know, who we've got featured, our newsletter. But if you go to the feed, back page, you know, we kind of have a section there where, you know, we want to hear from you. But on that particular page, we also have a donation button. If you hit the donation button and you see Flavor Coffee House pop up, that's us. My business license is still under Flavor Coffee House. And then you can also, you know, there's donation buttons over on our social network, Flavor News Society, at www.flavornews.ning.com. If you are interested in, you know, being a recipient of our future grants, it would be a requirement for you to be a member of our social network. So, you know, we welcome you to come over there and join and create your page, you know, to help market yourself. I will promise that, you know, when I see you post stuff, you know, or create your page, I will help blast you out there. That is a promise from me as Lady Flava. And, you know, just, you know, tune in. Stay tuned to Flava News on the Mosaic Show. And we are here every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and every Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. I have loved this conversation today. You guys have just pumped my soul even more, and I appreciate, you know, Verbal Skills out of South Carolina and Dwayne Alston from Maryland calling into the show and participating in this conversation. Soul City Radio at www.soulcityradio.com, and you can find them all over Blog Talk Radio all during the week at blogtalkradio.com/soulcityradio.
And we definitely need to put, you know, a Seattle Baltimore type of thing together, because I'm telling you, we got the platform. We need to make that happen. Crab cakes and coffee. How about
yeah.
it?
Yo, wow!
Are you lying, baby?
I'm bringing the crab cakes.
Crab cakes and coffee, baby. That's what we need to do it. We could call it that.
Wow. Crab cakes and coffee segment.
Yeah.
Silly man. I still got my
like how I come with it.
I make a good cup of joe. I make a very good latte. My drink is vanilla brevet, you know.
Crab cakes, I'm telling you.
I'm telling you, that's it right there. That's it. I'm telling you, that's it. You heard it here first, crab cakes and coffee, baby.
silly man. But, Verbal, why don't you give your info out in regards to your book and, you know, what's going on with you, if you've got anything, you know, up and coming on the horizon. But tell people where they can find out more about Verbal Skills and his product.
Well, actually, Verbal is off the air, I believe.
Verbal's off the air?
Yeah, he's off. He got disconnected or he left. So if D wants to
see, I can't. Okay. What about you, Dwayne? You got anything you want to put out there?
Wow.
How about your indie summit on, you know, February,
yeah,
every Friday?
Yeah, I can do that. Throughout the month of February, I'll get to the back issues, but throughout the month of February, Soul City Radio is hosting a series of independent music panel discussions where we have so far and will continue to discuss any and everything pertinent to the independent music industry and the artists that make up its ranks. So far we have discussed in general, just, you know, weighing the general pros and cons, you know, giving advice on what artists may or may not need to do to make sure that they have successful, integrity-filled careers. And we also discussed, this past Friday, we discussed what I like to call culture clash, which I found out is not much of a clash at all, but that's good because that's what the discussion is for, between the European market or the European music scene and the music scene here in the U.S. Next Friday, we are going to be discussing, matter of fact, let me not speculate and tell you exactly what we're going to be discussing. We are going to be discussing, what I have noticed happening lately within the past 5 years or so in the industry, which is a shift in the way music is created, printed, and distributed. You know, it's gone away from, or it's starting to move away from, the traditional vertically integrated process that the record labels have, you know, due to the technology, it's become wide open. You know, mm-hmm. anyone has access to be able to do this. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, there are good sides to that and there are bad sides to that. And so we will be discussing that. And my guest will be from Fusicology, Miss Nana Morena, also, oh man, I shouldn't have put the book away. I don't know why I can't think of this stuff. Also, I have two artists. One artist, a DC artist by the name of Green Tea, or I like to call her Miss Green Tea. And also, we will have twin brother soul singers that go by the name of Cloud Nine out of their repping Tennessee. But those two brothers in particular have also, they have record label experience in the A&R side of it. So I brought them on to provide that aspect. And, of course, I have Miss Green Tea as the artist providing that aspect. And Nana Morena, she is providing the aspect of an organization whose mission it is to promote, you know, the same things. And so, you know, we hope to really give some insight. And, you know, we're doing this throughout the month. The last one of the month, we're going to be discussing what I like to call the stranglehold that the Big Four record labels and the Recording Industry Association of America have on the industry, and mm-hmm. how their policies affect that. And so, you know,
mm-hmm.
we want to get out of there. And, you know, anyone within the sound of my voice right now, please. You know, if you're an artist, definitely listen, because this information will help you.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it's for. I'm not trying to make a name for myself off this, because I'm not a record exec. I'm not even a professional DJ. I just doing my job.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and I would really encourage you to go back and listen to the archives of Soul City Radio on those panel discussions the last two Fridays, because it is just some great information. I mean, if it was not for Soul City Radio, I mean, reality is you know, the Mosaic Show. Yeah, we wouldn't be here. And that's just real talk. If it was not for Soul City Radio, I would have never connected with Verbal Skills, you know, because that's where I was introduced to him. If it was not for Soul City Radio, I mean, our artists out here in the Pacific Northwest, LaRue, would not have met, you know, another LaRue on the East Coast. You know, you know, so I mean, that's how we talk about, like, connecting the dots. I mean, the alliance that we've built between Soul City Radio and Flavor News and the Mosaic Show is just amazing. And Dwayne, I do appreciate you big time for coming into mm-hmm. my life and to LA's and what you've done, you know, in supporting us. And so, you know, we just want to continue supporting you, too. So, you know, also, I don't know whether you have a donation button over there on Soul City Radio, but I would encourage, I would encourage people to go over there, too, and help support financially what Soul City Radio is doing also, because they're doing big things.
All we ask for is a dollar. You can't. I don't even allow people to give no more than a dollar unless you're going to just keep hitting that button over and over again. But, you know, I don't ask for much at all. And you know, truth be told, like you said, every bit of that money not going into anyone's pockets. It's just going straight to building what I'm trying to build, which is, you know, truth be told, like, you know, I don't want to say this on Blog Talk because we're on Blog Talk, but, you know, my mission is to take Soul City Radio outside of it and actually establish it on its own, you know, because
mm-hmm.
what I really want to do is to provide those, you know, like, I would welcome, you know, once I actually did establish a studio, I would welcome any Blog Talk show in the area that wanted to move away from it, you know, a chance to, you know, get a microphone in their face and get a switchboard to operate, because, you know, it's not really about promoting my show. It's about promoting
the
everybody.
Art.
I mean,
yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, I was amazed when his play was like, yeah, you know, I have to have the capability of doing a little online radio. What? What? We need to be on that like yesterday. You know what I'm saying? I'm like nobody's over here doing this. You know, as far as taking this type of stuff. So I'm like, man, come on, we could be pioneers over here. Which we are, you know. And nobody, you know. And so, you know, where.
And I guess the nice thing about this Blog Talk thing is, you know, ain't no script. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's like just kind of going with the flow of what we're feeling in the day and whatever. I mean, honestly, like today I had planned on playing some music or whatever, but I have to tell you, I've enjoyed this conversation because I just really enjoy real talk with real people, you know, who are on the same page, you know, as what LA and, you know, my vision is for indie artists. And that's, you know, and that's you, Dwayne, you know, and Verbal Skills as being an artist and, you know, April Sims. You know, you just don't know what that did for me to have April Sims stay at my house. You know, we had great conversations. You know, girlfriend kicked up and fell out on the couch sleeping and everything. You know, I mean, it was just like family. It was so comfortable. But, you know, the knowledge that she's acquired, she's willing to share. You know, it's not about hoarding it. It's sharing it because we're on the same, you know, same path. So that's what we want to keep continuing. You know, I guess we can close out the show now. And,
yeah.
You know, again,
and
you
we
know,
went
stay
way
tuned.
Over
to...
time. We ain't even seen it no more, but we keep it.
It is,
go to the
well,
archives.
I mean, it's still recording.
Yeah, definitely go to the archives and get, you know, some of this information, that Verbal Skills, that Flavor, and that Dwayne have conveyed in this show. It can be very helpful for your inspired authors out there. So, you know, definitely some, you know, knowledge was dropped on this show. So definitely make sure you, you know, get back to these archives and definitely, you know what I'm saying, get hip and get abreast on what was conveyed in this show. But definitely www.flavornews.com. Big shout-outs to everybody in the NO for doing it, Mardi Gras and whatnot. Big shout out to Soul City Radio over there on the East Coast, D. You know, one love to Verbal down there in South Cackalack for doing this thing. You know, just stay tuned to us for Wednesday when we do our next show, 8 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. So until then, Flavor, you got anything you want to add?
No, that's all. But, you know, go to www.flavornews.com and check us out and, you know, go to the feedback page and let us know what you think. And let us know what you think about, you know, what we're doing on the Mosaic Show or what's going on our social network or our website. You know, we want to hear back from you, too, because, you know, everything can always be tweaked and perfected. Thank you so much for coming out and listening to us live and being in the chat room. Thank you to Eric Moore and to April Sims and you know, Dwayne Alston and Verbal Skills for coming out and hanging out with us today. We appreciate and love you very much.
Yeah.
Have a great week. Happy Valentine's Day again to those who celebrate, you know, this day. And look forward to hanging out with you this coming Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Bye-bye. Yay.